This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you guys are pets? Or how many of you guys are going to a Thanksgiving where there are pets? Pets are just the star of the show. In fact, more people are interested in the pets than the actual people that are going to be at the table. Right? The pets are always the star of the show. Right? I mean, well, maybe not mine. My dog likes to get all up in everyone's business and try to be the star of the show. I have a cat that's very interesting. We just had a friend over for the weekend. He was staying at our house, and the cat apparently scratched on his door in the middle of the night to be able to come into bed with him, and then just kind of sat there and purred really loud. And then when he tried to pet her, right, because he's like, well, what the hell do you want from me? She hissed. And we kind of scared the heck out of him, and he's no longer at the house anymore. Well, I mean, he was only there for the weekend anyway, but I don't know. Sometimes I think the pets terrorize people coming over. So one thing I just want to say, being a pet owner, is keep in mind that if you are going to have people over for Thanksgiving, it is a little anxiety-producing for the animals, okay? Now, the dog is going to get all excited and hyperactive, and one fear we have is the dog is going to be fed table scrappings that might not be safe. So I'm going to just quickly review what's safe for the dog. I'm also going to review what's safe for the cat. One of our cats, Will, has no problem coming down in front of a party or anybody. This was pre-COVID, and just being there, and people think that he wants to eat because he looks scary. He looks like Scar now. He used to look like Simba when he was a little baby. Then he looked like Mufasa because he was like all muscular, and then now he looks like Scar. He's just aging, and he's just, you can tell his age. And if we wake him up and he misses his bingo or whatever, he gets grumpy. So he'll just come downstairs and go give me eats. And then our older black cat, the older one, will come down, you know, go, I want eats too. And so she wants eats, and he wants eats, and everybody wants eats. And so I fear that people are going to be giving them the wrong food. And then we have the white cat going, well, I want eats too. And then the white cat comes down, and we have the tabby, the black cat, the white cat, and we have another couple cats as well. So it's very, very busy, very busy, busy time. So real quickly here, what can you feed? Let's start with the dog. Okay, the dog can have turkey. The dog can have chicken. The dog can have beef. You need to make sure there are no bones. All right, turkeys have bones, beef has bones, fish even has bones, but we're not going to talk about fish. So you got to remove all the bones because the bones could perforate their bowel. Dogs can also have ham, they can have shrimp, as long as they're not Jewish and keeping kosher. They can have salmon, they can have eggs, they can have cheese. Dogs can have peanut butter, they love peanut butter. It's kind of sugary and kind of salty, but they can have it. They can have bread, but no raisins in the bread. A lot of these loaves, and I don't know why there's raisin in the bread. We have like raisin challah for Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, but the kids are, my husband doesn't like it. I like the raisins, I'm fine with it, but I just don't have raisins in the house because they're toxic to dogs. So no raisin, but yeah, the dogs can have some bread. Dogs can have popcorn, dogs can have corn, and dogs can have honey, from what we understand. But what can dogs not have? So you might be like, well, then that's great. Dogs can eat anything on the table. No, no, no. Not if you use garlic. Not if you use onion. They can't have that. They can't have chives. They can't eat raw dough. So my dog goes into the garbage. And I'm like, ooh, so Uzi goes into the garbage. So if you threw out some raw dough, she could have access to that. They can't eat avocado. Not sure why. They can't have raisins. They can't have grapes because grapes turn into raisins. Grapes always falling, you know? Same thing with Tylenol. You know, somebody grabs the Tylenol in my house and they drop the Tylenol. Make sure if your family members go, oh, the headache and I need some Tylenol. Tell them to not be dropping pills on the ground because the dog can't have Tylenol. Dogs are not supposed to have chocolate. Now, I know my dog is eating some chocolate, you know, but it, apparently the darker the chocolate, the worse it is for the dog. They cannot have ice cream. People give dogs ice cream all the time. Apparently, they're not supposed to have ice cream. They're not supposed to have almonds. They're not supposed to have macadamia nuts. They're not supposed to have alcohol. They're not supposed to have nutmeg. They're not supposed to have mushrooms. They're not supposed to have caffeine, coconut. Don't be giving your dog an energy drink, for the love of the Lord. They're not supposed to eat fatty or fried foods. So when people drop off the fat trimmings, no, can't have that. They can't have artificial sweeteners, especially with xylitol. So you can't do that. All right, so now cats. So Jacob is going to come downstairs. Spider's going to want big eats, and they're going to be like, feed me. Well, we're not really having Thanksgiving. We're just going to do a little family dinner. But they could basically eat in moderation, meat, fish, grains, vegetables, eggs. They could also have butter. Cats love butter. But you cannot give them alcohol. You can't give them raw fish. I know you think a cat's allowed to eat raw fish. We're not supposed to give cats raw fish. They're not supposed to eat raw eggs. They're not supposed to eat dairy products. I know cats like milk, but we've kind of been avoiding that in animals. Not supposed to eat coffee. Now, some of you guys have a pet fish, and you might be bringing your pet fish with you, or there's a pet fish there. Can pet fishes have Thanksgiving dinner? Actually, they can eat. Fish can eat many types of meat. They can't eat vegetables, they can't eat scrambled eggs, and even cooked rice. Apparently you can put some rice in there for the fishies. But you gotta be careful of toxins, fats, cooking oils. You can't be putting that into the water. And then parakeets. I really wouldn't feed a parakeet another bird. I think that's kinda sick and cannibalish, but if you do have a bird, they will eat vegetables, they can't eat bread, they can't eat nuts. I would like, you know, chop up the nuts, without the shell, of course, and little birdie can eat that. But the big thing you need to be careful of is everybody thinks they are giving the dog their first eats because the dog is like, oh, I'm hungry, feed me. Meanwhile, the dog has been eating table scrapings all day. So you need to kind of warn the family members that the dog is going to be overeating and that either the dog ate already or don't feed the dog right before Thanksgiving so that when they do eat, it's only a little bit eats. But that, unfortunately, my dog knows exactly how to beg. And the dog will get scrappings and then go through the garbage. And then she'll just lie there, spread eagle, right, you know, at the end of the night, not helping me clean up. And I'm like, who's this? I yell at the dog a lot. All right, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly, you sure? Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got some breaking news. Apparently, Purdue Pharma has pleaded guilty to charges stemming from the OxyContin advertisement and quote-unquote kickbacks. Playing a role in the opioid epidemic. We've kind of had a lot of debate over what caused the opioid epidemic, but Purdue Pharma has now pleaded guilty in their federal case. So we'll talk more about that as we get more information from that. Okay, so in Oregon, some news kind of hit the headlines yesterday regarding Kate Brown, Governor Brown, and she had urged Oregonians to narc on each other. And that didn't really go well with a lot of people. Not for people in Oregon or for people out of Oregon. For others, they're like, yeah, turn them in. Round them up and turn them in. And I I get a little nervous about seeing neighbors or people in a community turn on each other. Just, you know, call me paranoid, but I had grandparents that almost died because their neighbors wanted to turn them in for being Jewish. So, in Oregon, they have been grappling with COVID cases. Some of their hospitals are overwhelmed. Again, if a hospital is overwhelmed, I don't think it's Grandma Ruth's fault for hosting a Thanksgiving. I think if a hospital is overwhelmed, it's the state's fault for not having enough hospitals, not encouraging enough medical providers to practice there, not having enough resources. But for now, because most states are, you know, underprepared, it's easier to go after restaurants and bars and gyms. So grocery stores and essential businesses have to operate at 75% capacity. Gyms are closed. Many places are closed. There's a two-week freeze going on until December 2nd in Oregon. And Thanksgiving, I don't believe, is allowed to have more than six people. So if you have five kids, I guess one kid has to eat outside. I don't know. One kid has to go to a neighbor's house. I don't know. And what was very interesting about Kate Brown's attitude towards the lockdown is that residents should call the police on neighbors because it's just like a noise complaint. She said it's no different than what happens if there's a party down the street and it's keeping everybody awake. What do neighbors do in that case? They call law enforcement because it's too noisy. This is just like that. It's a violation of a noise ordinance. No, it's not, but talk about that. So this two-week freeze would put residents at risk if they violate it for jail time, a fine. Fine would be about $1,250 or both, which means if you have a family of seven, you've got five kids, and you and I know people like Dr. Dahlia, nobody's going to call the police on them. I don't know. I've seen some real strange behavior. I saw 2 days ago very strange behavior. I see it all the time. Yeah, these stores need to close. We're overwhelmed. Our hospitals are overwhelmed with COVID. People in the name of hospitals being overwhelmed seem to be completely fine with companies going under, with people being unemployed. I don't know what you guys have witnessed, but over the last few months, I have witnessed some horrible behavior. I've seen people's houses get broken into. I've seen people's stores get absolutely destroyed just because they were along a path where rioters were. I mean, the one thing I think we've all seen is society and rules and, you know, all these sort of, you know, well, you know, we're going to go by the book and we're going to, you know, abide by the law. I don't see people doing that. And on the flip side, there was a survey where one in three parents are like, nah, Thanksgiving is worth it because my kids need to see the grandparents. You have a lot of people out there. We have at least 50 million people planning to travel for Thanksgiving going, yeah, I get what the CDC says, but, you know, we're not going to, you're not going to keep me away from my family. So people are looking at laws differently. And I am amazed at what happened when there were, I'm amazed at what happened when we had lockdowns in Nevada, where companies were trying to call the authorities on other companies for competition. Now, people are ruthless. Employees who didn't want to work and still wanted to make the $600 extra a week were calling authorities on their own bosses. Inspectors would come in and go, there's nothing wrong here. I mean, we have seen evidence of behavior that we thought we would only see during wartime. I mean, I can understand during wartime, people wanted to run and get whatever food they can, and toilet paper. Okay, this isn't a war. This is a virus that can kill, but the majority of people do okay with. And we have people fighting for toilet paper, fighting for food. not wanting to share what they have. It's horrible. Now, mind you, we have some great people out there. We have people donating food to the food banks and donating to charity and donating blood, and I'm really, really amazed at all the good people there. But I don't let your guard down that there are people, whether it be Oregon or whether it be whatever, that have no problem turning you in. No problem feeling like, you know what? I want to do good by the governor. And again, maybe I'm paranoid, but, you know, when I was growing up and I heard that in Germany or in Austria or in Poland, people would turn family, you know, turn my family members in for being Jewish, I'm like, no, they're neighbors. Don't neighbors do, you know, tailgates together and block parties and feed each other and babysit and nurse each other's kids? No, the neighbors didn't turn my family in. Yeah, they did. Most of my Jewish family killed. And it was, again, at the hand of, we're out. Nope. And I get it. You can't have your family killed. I get that. I don't know what people would do. You know, I mean, you know, you don't want your kids dying. And I understand it was not an easy position. But that can't, we can't in the year 2020, when we don't have guns to our heads, almost exhibit the same behavior. Yeah, I'm going to call the authorities on them. Now, mind you, if you are posing a public health risk, okay? If you are spreading, let's say, an STD all over the place. If you are lighting illegal fireworks that could cause a fire in the neighborhood. If you have, you know, I get that. But if a family is staying indoors and they're not having a party of 100 to 200 people, you know, and I just don't like the idea of narc on your neighbors. You know, New York tried that. I think it was New York City. I think de Blasio had a line where you could upload pictures of people doing, like, not wearing a mask or not social distancing. And then what people did is uploaded pictures of their body parts and things like that, and they had to just take it down. And, you know, New Yorkers, they have some attitudes. And even though New York might be a more liberal, you know, city, they, you know, they're tough. And they don't, I don't think they want their rights infringed upon. And they were probably like, well, to hell with this, forget about it. And they, you know, they managed the narc line their own ways. So I don't think somebody's going to have 100 people over for Thanksgiving. I really don't see somebody having a Thanksgiving party like that. I do see that there could be some concern with Christmas parties. But, I mean, I think the governors have already made their case. You know, the police are already overwhelmed. The police are defunded. I'm kind of shocked that the Oregon governor would, you know, bring up call the police when the police are being defunded. Don't you want the police dealing with the rapists and the murderers? And I don't get why, you know, grandma's Thanksgiving dinner has to, you know, have, you know, 5 alarm first responders come down to the neighborhood. But it just goes to show you that when I told you that history repeats itself, and when I told you that people are buying guns and they're buying guns to the point where stores are just out, and, you know, what are people expecting? Are they expecting a revolution? When you look back at history and you look at the things that happened, you know, in previous, you know, even though it might seem like a different context, it's an exact same pattern. And if we now turn to a country where we turn on each other and we applaud, you know, people losing money and losing their business and all that, you know, it's a matter of time. And that's scary. 1-877, Dr. Sally, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump said on Thursday that delivery of the coronavirus vaccine would begin next week or the week after. Speaking to U.S. troops overseas via video link to mark the Thanksgiving holiday, Trump said the vaccine would initially be sent to frontline workers, medical personnel, and senior citizens first. A video released by the Los Angeles Police Department Wednesday showed a man identified as 50-year-old Jose Fuentes crossing Central Avenue Sunday evening. He was hit by a motorcycle falling to the ground. Moments later, a second and third vehicle hit the victim. All three immediately left the scene. The U.S. Supreme Court voted 5-4 on Wednesday to bar restrictions on religious services in New York. The verdict demonstrates Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo overstepped his authority against the U.S. Constitution. Cuomo's statement, "I think the Supreme Court ruling on the religious gatherings is more illustrative of the Supreme Court than anything else." This is USA Radio News. It's being called the biggest fraud against the state of California ever. USA Radio News, Val Dior.
At least 35,000 unemployment claims were fraudulently made on behalf of prison inmates, costing California $140 million in paid-out benefits. The Sacramento County DA calls it one of the biggest fraud of taxpayer dollars in California history. The claims were made between March and August and even include one in the name of convicted murderer Scott Peterson. Prosecutors were tipped off by listening in on recorded calls from prison, as inmates bragged about scamming the system. The scheme always involved someone on the outside to facilitate the applications, and prosecutors say the problem is compounded by dysfunction at the California Employment Development Department, which does not check unemployment claims against a list of prison inmates, as many other states do. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
A hotline has been set up to report UI fraud. 800-229-6297. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, Purdue Pharma, I believe, was created back in, I think, 1952. And Purdue Pharma was a pharmaceutical company that by the 90s had produced OxyContin. OxyContin was a pain medication that was marketed to help change the opioid crisis that was happening. People were taking a lot of short-term narcotics like Lortab, Percocet, and people were in pain. We were starting to do better with cancer treatments and preventing heart attacks, such that people were living longer with their spinal stenosis and their neuropathy, etc. And so rather than popping 8 Lortab a day, which gave you unfortunately 4 grams of Tylenol, which could be toxic, OxyContin offered another sort of option when it came to pain. and pain relief. Now, the Purdue company is owned by the Sackler family. And OxyContin was a drug that made the Sacklers pretty rich. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And OxyContin had a very robust marketing scheme. And when the opioid crisis started to kill thousands of people each year, OxyContin was one of the biggest players in the blame game of it. And many of us have kind of debated what their role was, because many of the overdose deaths, as we've seen, you know, with unfortunately many movie stars, etc., was heroin or was fentanyl or was mixing alcohol with benzodiazepines, with maybe cocaine, with, let's say, narcotics. And a lot of the overdose deaths kind of didn't really necessarily list OxyContin a part of it. But OxyContin got caught for some of its marketing strategies. And just like with Juul and vaping, if there's emails or there's proof of them marketing to kids, Juul, even though Juul isn't the only vaping company, they're going to get the brunt of a lot of the PR, you know, bad PR, or they're going to get the brunt of, unfortunately, you know, the lawsuits. So I'm not sure what's happening on the vaping front, but with the OxyContin front, we're being told that they have pled guilty to criminal charges over the handling of its addictive prescription painkiller. This happened earlier today. It was a court hearing conducted remotely on Tuesday before the U.S. District Court Judge Madeline Cox Arleo in New Jersey. Purdue pleaded guilty to three felonies covering widespread misconduct. Now, the criminal violations included conspiring to defraud U.S. officials, pay illegal kickbacks to both doctors and an electronic healthcare records vendor. And according to Reuters, this was all to help keep medically dubious opioid prescriptions flowing. Now, you know, I, being a physician, did meet some OxyContin reps in my day, and I didn't really get duped like, you know, people claimed that the company did. I don't even remember the reps trying to tell me it wasn't addictive. One of the claims that happened in some of the lawsuits is that the OxyContin reps would dupe doctors into saying that the OxyContin opioid prescription wasn't addictive. Any doctor who believed that would be an idiot. I mean, doctors, I mean, it's really hard to dupe a doctor. I mean, especially with all our training and all the reading CME we have to do. But one argument that people had with OxyContin is it would save your patients from all the Lortab or the short-term opiates they were taking. It would decrease, possibly, the number of opiates they might take. And the theory was there, and I understood that theory. Well, if, you know, they're able to take a once-a-day formulation, and how I was taught in the 90s with pain is you don't wait till you have the bad migraine or you're in full-blown pain. You have to decrease the baseline. You have to make sure you attack it at the baseline so that you do, because when you wait until you're in full-blown pain, it just you have to work harder and use more, you know, use more narcotics, more pain control. So you give somebody daily preventative pain medication so that they have less spikes and they seem to use less medication. That was something I was taught in the 90s. And the narrative that OxyContin had was similar to that. I just never prescribed OxyContin. I was not comfortable in pain management. And I would refer to pain management. There were some great pain management doctors that managed pain for my patients. I was family doc. I was too busy doing the pap smears and the, you know, pediatric vaccines and the well child checks and the diabetes and the high blood pressure. I just couldn't manage pain. And when I would have somebody come in taking 10 Lortab a day from the previous doctor, I never wrote more than 30 tablets a day. And I didn't really attract those patients because I wasn't writing a lot of narcotics. So when OxyContin reps would come to me or Purdue would come to talk about their drug, I'm like, you know, that's great. It's just I you're kind of barking up the wrong tree. I don't manage those patients. They don't really seem to come in to me because I don't really write a lot of pain medication. You know, if I do have somebody that requires a lot of pain medication, I refer them to pain management. And some of you guys are like, oh, well, she should dump the patients onto specialists. If a doctor is not comfortable in managing something, they have a duty to make sure they get that patient to somebody who can manage it more appropriately. And what I had learned, you know, in the 90s and my training about, you know, pain medication stuff was very intimidating. And I saw how easily it was for somebody to get addicted. I did not feel comfortable that with OxyContin or Darvocet or Percocet or Lortab or Norco, that I would be able to prevent an addiction or dependence. You know, I mean, if somebody had horrible knee arthritis, I'm like, well, let me get you into the knee doctor. Maybe you need a knee replacement and then you can get off the pain medication. You know, I didn't manage it. So I can't say that OxyContin came in and tried to dupe me or tried to use any of this dubious behavior that they were accused of. But could they have done it? Yeah, they could have. I mean, obviously somebody had evidence for them to, you know, plead guilty. But where I kind of have made an argument, which appears like I'm defending these companies, I'm not really defending these companies, but I'm kind of skeptical about how we proceeded this way, is if a company, I think Johnson & Johnson was sued, I think a lot of companies were sued for the opioid crisis. If that company did nothing more than provide a product for people in pain, and they got in trouble, and they got fined, and they got, you know, they got fined heavily, what does that do to more pain medications or more pain options coming down the pike? It limits it. And there's a lot of people out there in pain. They've had car accidents. They have cancer that has spread to the back. They have neuropathy. They have disc herniation. They have issues or they have failed back syndrome where they've done surgery and it doesn't work. And these are people that need pain medication. And the answer that we've seen with some, you know, people during the Democratic primary is, well, that's why we have marijuana. Marijuana might provide some transient relief, but then you get tolerant to that as well. And then you need stronger or you need more. And anybody in pain would tell you, look, I don't want to just rely on marijuana because they've seen that sometimes it just doesn't work. So, you know, I am nervous about how other companies are watching what happened. And if there were scapegoats, I'm not saying Purdue, but other companies treated like a scapegoat, that's going to screw it for everybody else. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. When yesterday the White House allowed the GSA to move forward with the Joe Biden transition, you know, many people kind of looked at that as Trump giving in. He had said it was kind of a it was a formality because the GSA secretary or the person in charge of the transition from the White House was getting abused, and I think the family was taking a lot of heat, and they were pretty much, people were pretty brutal to her, and he had claimed in a tweet that he wanted to kind of, free her from that sort of behavior and allow her to move forward with the Biden team. Many of the lawsuits that President Trump has put forward with many of the states for the alleged election fraud have been thrown out. Unfortunately, most news outlets aren't reporting what has moved forward. You hear a lot of success and positivity and optimism from the Republican side, but you don't see anybody cover it. So, it looks to be as Joe Biden is still moving forward. One of the moves he has made is already started picking top cabinet positions. Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State. He was a former Deputy Secretary of State. I believe he spent his childhood in Paris, is fluent in French. He was a member of Bill Clinton's White House staff in the 90s, served under President Barack Obama, has strong opinions against Brexit. So he's going to be Secretary of State. Janet Yellen will be Treasury Secretary. From what I understand, Elizabeth Warren was passed over for that. Janet Yellen, 74 years old. I believe she also served under Obama. She was the first woman to chair the U.S. Federal Reserve. She is going to be the first female Treasury Secretary. Donald Trump had declined to reappoint her after his election. I'm not sure what her role was during the Obama years in terms of the recession, but I know some people were fans, others weren't. Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, he was described as the Julian Castro by Julian Castro as a historic and experienced choice to lead an agency in desperate need of reform. He is a Cuban-American lawyer, has served as a Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security for nearly 3 years under Obama. We are going to see many Obama's people absorbed into the Biden administration, especially since Nancy Pelosi has asked Biden hands off of her House members and Senate members. Chuck Schumer, I'm not sure where he stands on that, because if anybody does leave their House position or Senate position to go to Biden's administration, they will could possibly lose seats in special elections. Linda Thomas Greenfield will be U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. She's from Louisiana, formerly Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs under the Obama and Trump administrations. She was also the U.S. Ambassador to Liberia under George W. Bush and Obama. And John Kerry is going to be the special presidential envoy for climate. He will take the lead in combating the climate crisis. He is 76 years old. As we remember, he lost in the 2004 election to George Bush. Then he became Secretary of State from 2013 to 2017 under Obama. Well, until Obama left office. Avril Haines is going to be Director of National Intelligence. She was born in New York, was previously Deputy Director of the CIA, first woman to hold that position. She did work closely with Biden from 2007 to 2008 as Deputy Chief Counsel for Senate Democrats. Haines is 51 years old, is going to be the first female Deputy National Security Advisor, and will become the first woman to be Director of National Intelligence. Jake Sullivan will be National Security Advisor. He was the National Security Advisor to Biden when he was Vice President, served as Deputy Chief of Staff to Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State. He has, he's only 43 years old, has been teaching at Yale Law School. When you look at the choices of what Joe Biden wants to do, and again, it's still early, but, he wants to show, again, the more the Biden camp moves forward, more difficult it is, to have public support for overturns if, President Trump's legal team can move forward. What it appears that, Joe Biden wants to do is definitely stress climate change, make that a huge priority. Also try to possibly reverse some of the moves that Trump did with foreign policy. Many people look at, Trump's foreign policy as being fairly, successful in terms of avoiding terrorism, avoiding, certain acts of terrorism, avoiding war. Others believe that Trump was very aggressive and burned bridges. So the Biden's camp appears to possibly aim to reverse that, go back into the Iran nuclear deal, and basically be Obama 2.0. And so for those people who loved the Obama years and loved that sort of, shall we say, you know, sort of approach to the government, they're going to be very, very happy with Joe Biden. For those who don't, no. In fact, we've seen a lot of President Obama's in interviews, his book. He's been being very vocal and supportive of Joe Biden's picks. So where are we at now with, you know, President Trump and his legal fight? Well, more and more, you know, sources have more and more snippets of some of the evidence, and some of what they have been dealing with is pretty astonishing. It makes your jaw drop. Anywhere from servers being down to videos and leaks and you know, vans, and I mean it appeared to be a very concerted effort, and it appeared allegedly to have been planned for a while. Allegedly. However, with the vote counts, it appears like Pennsylvania, I believe Nevada, the margins for Biden have kept growing. And Michigan has certified their results. Pennsylvania has certified their results. And so what does Trump need to do? Well, President Trump had already alluded to certification of the results are a formality. It's something that happens anyway. That doesn't stop their fight. And, you know, for the president to concede, when the president concedes, it's kind of a means to tell people to stand down. He's not really having media on his side covering things. Everybody's just talking about what Biden's doing to Biden administration. So a lot of Trump supporters are already starting to just kind of see the inevitable and say, look, it's going to be a Biden, probably Harris presidency, and move on. Yet Trump still needs, I guess, the support, and he still needs people coming forward and ready to, you know, continue the fight. Those who have signed affidavits, he needs to make sure they will still continue in a court hearing, you know, say what they saw. Now, you know, we've talked about voter fraud, and we've talked about dead people voting and things like that. You know, there's unfortunately no election that has been free of that. But the big discussion or debate is, was there enough to change the outcome? All right. Many people feel, well, if there was any fraud, then we have to assume there was a lot of tainting. Unfortunately, in the eyes of most courts, if they find 6,000, they can't extrapolate that to 60,000. They can't do that. That's circumstantial. And so it's still an uphill battle. If the Trump campaign continues, he still has time. You know, the Electoral College may vote, you know, in December, as they are planning to. So he still has time. But unfortunately, we're not really hearing much from his camp because it doesn't get covered. But 1-877 Doc Daly.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.